The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, Wednesday, the 28th of June, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm of the Good Ship Enterprise.
Good morning.
So what's up? You're looking very spiffy this morning.
I actually rolled out of bed. I'm a little later than I wanted to.
Oh.
And this was just like the first thing I could find.
Wow.
So, but
do you iron your clothes? Is mom ironing
your clothes? No, I don't iron my clothes. I hang them. If you hang them, you don't really need to iron them.
If you do it just right. I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. Liam. Oh my gosh!
This is the first thing I saw.
We have a dress code, but we've never enforced it.
I didn't know there was a dress code.
Yeah, there is a dress code.
I've just worn what I've wanted to for the last year now.
There is a dress code, but HR never really find you.
Yeah, well, HR retired.
Yeah, HR retired. So we've just been like, okay. We want you to show up on time and be responsible.
He could point at me a couple of times, too. But, you know, it's a good thing. So you grab the first thing that you saw and put on. Right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing you don't have a little sister. Okay? Even though that if that's the way you want to dress it, it's okay with us.
Okay, yeah. All right, we're going to go to the weather.
Off real well, aren't I?
97 today, our high. Excessive heat watch, a warning. Clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 70. Tomorrow calls for 103. Our Thursday night, clear skies with 73. Friday calls for 107. Friday night, clear skies, 75. Saturday, hot with 110. Get ready for this, folks. 109 on Sunday, 110 on Saturday. Monday looks for 105, and Tuesday, 102. But we keep our eyes and ears open for the weather every day, as we know that sometimes it does exceed those predicted temperatures. And so, again, we are on an excessive heat watch at this point, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. It is a veteran-owned business, the Kinney family, doing wonderful angel work in our town. Always give them a call at 365-3793, and they also give veteran and senior discounts. So we're getting right down to, like, a very important part right now of our morning. I was so happy to have these two special individuals with us. I've got to watch what I'm introducing.
We have Lynn Fritz.
Very special spirits in the house.
Marilyn Troggett has joined us today. And
good morning.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Very good.
Are you recording us, Lynn?
No.
Okay.
Let's do a little introduction on each individual. And we didn't have that in front of us right now. But, Lynn, let's share a little bit, and we'll go into Marilyn about – and then we'll go into our subject matter. But let's
– great.
You're a marriage and family counselor.
Yes, I'm in private practice, and so I work with a whole diverse population of people in our community and actually with telehealth beyond our community, even in other states. But I'm also an ordained minister with the Centers for Spiritual Living, which is a metaphysical faith-based that's inclusive of all traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm representing Shasta Interfaith. I'm the chair for that organization. And so it has a association of about 20-plus faith communities, associates, organizations, volunteers that come together that support diversity, specifically of faith, but it's diversity even beyond faith. We think diversity is a strength of the community. And so we work at getting to know each other, building relationship within our association, and then outreaching to the community to build respect for diversity.
I think that's really fantastic, and we're going to get on to Marilyn as a moment, too, because I think we reached out to each other after this faux pas I don't even know what to put the word on it, because the word can't really describe the skin crawl, or whatever you want to call it, of what happened recently in the chambers at one of our council meetings. But I will flash back for a second and say that after being in the 60 people on stage at the Cascade on Saturday night, which was a lot of people coming back to do a fundraiser for the Cascade Theater. James Santos in the very beginning said, I do a prayer before, a circle prayer before each meeting. And he said, I don't care, you know, if you're Jewish or if you, for Buddha, for whatever it is, I think it's just, it's really important. And so, he said, you can opt out. You don't have to be part of this. So there are people who, some people opted out, but, we did do that. And I think that was just, to me, it's like a collective energy. Mm-hmm. It's a collective energy that no matter who you are or what you believe, we're going into this mindset to be able to execute together. As a, maybe that's a terrible word, but to move forward this idea as a as an entity to accomplish something, to be able to reach the goal, the task, as a unit.
Yes.
And I mean, I know that in the military or wherever you go, there's people of all faiths, but you have a goal as a unit to get to this, and this is what we are experiencing in our workforce. I don't care what force it is. So this is why it was so great to have you on today.
Yes, I appreciate being here, because I think it's an important conversation to have, that whenever we see someone else as a threat, their existence is detrimental, could be detrimental to me. It's really about fear, and to overcome fear, we really have to be able to open to conversation, to listen, and to welcome the diversity of thought, diversity of culture, diversity of whatever it is. And that's why we suggest, and I suggest, it's part of what I do in my clinical practice, is work with lots of diversity, spiritual and religious issues with people, because it's part of what it means to be what I, as a Native American, call sacred human.
That just touched me. Marilyn Twoggart is also with us. You've been on our show in the morning with Susan regarding citizens advocating respect.
Yes.
Welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. It's nice to be back here again.
The reason, I guess, well, let's talk a little bit about Shasta County's Citizens Advocating Respect, in case people don't know what it is.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a nonprofit organization. It was founded back in, I think, 1988 after a shooting incident motivated by the lack of diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, there was an incident, and originally the organization was called Shasta County Citizens Against Racism, but it eventually changed its name. It kept the acronym SCCAR, but changed it to Citizens Advocating Respect, because there were so many isms that we were dealing with and that society deals with, and advocating respect is a positive direction rather than being against something. So that's why they changed the name. So Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect stands for social justice, civil rights, public advocacy, private advocacy, and doing what Lynn talked about. It's fear-based, and so if you have education involved, it's a little bit harder to be fearful of something you understand. And it's a lot more easy to be peaceful with somebody that you understand. Even if you don't agree with everything about them, you can respectfully understand each other and communicate and get rid of the hatred and the vitriol that we've found ourselves in here.
Thank you. That's great. Should we take an early break so we can get back into the meat and potatoes?
We're having meat and potatoes this morning.
Yeah.
You're providing breakfast for me?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think of an early break?
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I mean, they're all over the news because of the great thing they did with the great event they did with bringing in these new doctors. And I had a chance to see them. I didn't meet every one of them, but the ones I did, they're pretty happy about being here. They're here on the 3-year program. 13 new doctors. on their residency program. But they're not going to just stay in the hospital. They're going to be out in the clinics. They're going to be out with Redding Rancheria's clinics. They're going to be out with the Veterans Administration, the VA clinic, and other places here in town. It's a way that Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing health, better health care to our area. Healing starts here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful morning. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2, Area on Aging, and its Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. And we talk about this every day, and the reason we do that is to make sure the word gets out to those people that there is help out there in keeping you in your home and making your home safer. It's a no-cost program, and it's whole mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program could help you, the, you know, grips, you know, hand grip things, railings, maybe even ramps, who knows. But give them a call at 530-842-1687. And we are here today with Lynn Fritz, who is, of course, the marriage and family counselor.
Yes.
That I may just go bring my horse. We're having problems.
Yeah.
And maybe it's probably
relationship problems.
That's right. And Marilyn Truggett, one of my favorite liberal commie pinkos.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I am just kidding.
He said,
and I know you are.
Yeah, because I got to use that line in a show I did on Saturday.
Yeah, she, you know, she did. She said, what?
Been called a pinko commie tool. Got by its stinko, got through its stinko by my pool. It's Sondheim. It's a Sondheim lyric from I'm Still There. I'm Still Here.
I thought that was
anyway,
funny.
I got to, they gave that line to me. So I was like, okay I'll take it.
So we're talking about, we've got this program, and I've heard of this program through One Safe Place. Had brought it up, but this program you're talking about, it's called Bystander Intervention. So can you elaborate on that?
Sure. This was from not in our town, was affiliated with another organization called I Holla Back, which now changed its name to Right to Be, and they work on huge community engagement projects for supporting, for bystander intervention, safe bystander intervention, because you can't always safely intervene, and your own safety is important as well. So they came up with this thing called the 5 D's, and these are things you can do if you witness harassment in on the street, in the workplace, in an establishment, anything. And there's always something you can do, but you have to decide which is the best course for you.
And what I like what they say about it is they say everyone can do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are powerful.
Yes.
Bystander intervention.
Did you ever see that show? It was, they had hidden cameras, and then it would have people do things to see if people would intervene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of them, this guy.
What would you do?
And this guy was really being abusive to this woman. And you could see this. You could see this guy looking at him from another table. And he finally got up. He said, yeah, you know, that's uncalled for. Yeah. Or when the guy went to the bathroom, a woman ran over there and said, let me get you out of here.
Wow.
But people actually intervened. And but he went over to the guy and he accosted him. He goes, that's uncalled for.
So what are some of the five?
The reason it was so great was it was somebody standing up for somebody.
Yes.
And went right to, you know, hey, we're ready to go to Nux right here. Yeah. If you keep this up.
Yeah. What I like, too, what you're pointing out, Carl, some people went over and said, let's get out of here.
That's right.
The other one was more confrontational, which can sometimes erupt.
That can be a problem.
But there's different strategies to use.
And it depends how you do that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Let me explain that then. So the first one you would say would be delaying. So if you can't act in the moment, you can make a difference for the person who's been harassed by checking in with them after the fact. Like the woman you said who offered to help get her out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Another one is distracting. And that's an easy way. You just kind of subtly do something to interrupt the incident, like drop your keys in front or spill your drink in front of somebody or just go up to somebody and say, oh, what's the name of the next stop on this bus? I'm not sure if I'm going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Some kind of distraction. And you don't pay attention to the perpetrator. You pay attention to the person being harassed and kind of get in between them. Another one is documenting, and that can be helpful. You record everybody records everything on their cell phones these days. But what you do with it is you ask the person what they would like done with this. You can say, I have recorded what just happened. What would you like me to do? Excuse me. Because turning it over to the authorities is not always the best course of action for the person on the receiving end. That could cause more problems for them. So they have the option, but at least it's documented. Another one is delegating, where you ask someone else. Like, if you feel like you can't do something, maybe ask the person who seems to be in charge. Like, ask the bus driver, ask the manager of the establishment. call the police. I mean, call, do whatever, but you delegate the intervention to somebody who has more power than you do and would be safer for someone else to deal with. And then directing is the other one where you directly respond, as the example you gave where somebody came up and it's more confrontational. You have to assess whether it's safe to do that. And also, all of these things, we all have different personalities, and not everybody feels comfortable confronting a situation, but they feel very comfortable helping afterwards or showing support afterwards. So you have to decide on a one-time basis which one of these is going to work for you. I've been in a situation where I've done direct confrontation when somebody was harassing my South African kids when I was there. And I mean, we've talked about this on your program a lot, but I have lived half the time working with my nonprofit in Africa. And my kids are all black kids, and I have been witness to, I took them on vacation with me, and some little white girl was telling my little black kid to get out of the pool. Get out. I mean, it's like, what? No, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to be confrontational. And I don't have to do it in a way that seems like an assault on a child. But it's like, no, he doesn't have to get out. That kind of thing. So there's different ways. And there are other situations where I've been a little bit more aggressively confrontational. But I've had to assess that it's safe.
But you're always respectful.
Yeah. That's, yes. Because if you're not, that perpetuates the whole dynamic,
right, yes,
in an unhealthy way.
Expands it.
Yeah. So yeah,
and we want to diffuse it.
Exactly.
And I think it's very important. You know, it's like when we first started the program talking about the discord that appears at the Board of Supervisors. We're all different people. We all have different perspectives. And the strength of diversity is that we can come together and share our ideas, but to do so in a respectful way. Because I know for me, if you're speaking respectfully with me, I can hear you much better.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it expands our possibility of building relationship. It builds the understanding between people. So it's very important to use respect in all of the ways that we communicate. It's very detrimental when we come and complain about what people are doing, and we're disrespectful about the way we're complaining. We're exhibiting the same behavior that we're complaining about. That does not help. That makes things worse.
That's a whole class.
And it's clear that it's both sides.
That's a whole class, because when people have a trigger, you know, like,
yes,
you, and I'm sure in your practice you talk about what's your knee-jerk, a trigger.
Reaction.
And that could be something like how families have a dynamic, like especially if there's a lot of kids, it's the person who's the loudest.
Yes.
Why do you have these table manners? Because you have to eat first, you know, and that kind of thing. Those carry on, and to undo the learned behavior,
yes,
is twice as much work.
Absolutely.
So talking about this, I'm hoping for our listeners, as you're driving along, they're thinking about what can I do,
yes,
in order to calm myself down before I just react.
Right. Yes. So I need to address then, because anyone who is listening and heard what Carl said to me probably wonders, how did I let him get away with that? What I need to say is that I've been on your program many times now.
Yeah.
We come from different perspectives, but we have established a mutual respect. I mean, Linda, of course, is part of that. But we've established a mutual respect. And I know in Carl's heart of hearts, he was joking with me.
Absolutely. I would never say anything like that to a person I didn't trust.
Yeah. On the air, no less.
Yeah.
On the air.
Well,
go ahead.
See, intervention and interruption is not the same thing. I probably shouldn't have said that, because you're not. And people that don't know our relationship that we've been on and all this, probably goes, oh my God. So,
I know.
You know, really, I'm gonna, and I do this occasionally. I will apologize for that, because people, they could take it out of context,
exactly,
right there,
exactly,
and lay it on you,
exactly,
and that is absolutely not the
right
way I feel or what I
believe. I know
that.
And so,
okay,
for you and I, this is in context. You said it in context of our friendship that goes back a couple of years now from working together on this, on your program. But for a listener, they would think, oh, my God, what did you just say to her? And she just kind of had to sit there and smile and take it. It's not like that at all.
Oh, no, Marilyn does not smile and take it.
No, that's true. That's true.
If she thought for, and, but this is a great example of,
Name calling?
Well, the thing is that we, because of a relationship, and we disagree on a lot of things, but we agree on the main things,
we
you
do.
Know, of self, of respect for people and being able to get along. But here's a good example is that, being able to talk to somebody and at the end of it, still have a feeling that, you know, I'd like to have a cup of coffee with him. You know, something like this. The way it, and I hate to say this, but the way it used to be in politics and in life, that you could sit down, there's another guy, we're going to have dinner with him, you get with Michelle, that he and I disagree. Mm-hmm. And we have a great time disagreeing with each other, but it upsets our wives. Because, oh, they're going to get angry. No, we never get angry. We never get angry. And we just, but we just discuss different things.
You debate.
Mm-hmm. And, we debate.
And what we discovered on this program, Carl, you like to kind of stir up controversy because it makes for more interesting listening. Yeah. But it seems to be that we take the wind out of your sails because we're not disagreeing on as much as you think we would.
I know. I keep asking Susan, we got to take a break here. I keep asking Susan, when are you going to bring in somebody? So she brings in Nathan Blaze, right? And he's very nice. He's articulate. And I mean, and I thought, well, there was my chance. Because, and but he sat just like you were talked about. We sat and we discussed issues about, you know, how you treat people and how you interact. So, but we have to take a break.
We want to get back down to like how.
And I have a question in here for you.
Interfaith, how the interfaith community got together, Lynn Fritz, and what you guys came up with. Like, if there's ever that kind of gross outbreak that seems to be the highlights of why people want to put Reading on the map, you know, we're so much more than this. Carl calls it knuckle dragging. Militia can't loving, you know, community. Let's talk about that when we get back.
We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes. Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Bridge Street in Anderson.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. You know, Kubotas. They have big ones. They have small ones. They have side-by-sides. They have it all. They're at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, and they do it local. Great family owns this NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They were in Redding to begin with, and then just got so big they had to move. And where'd they move to? They moved to Anderson, 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800 for any of your needs that you might have, clearing your own land, making it fire safer. All of these things. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Okay, we are here with Lynn Fritz and Marilyn Trotter. And they're here. We're talking about Trotter.
Trogget.
Trogget. Oh, no, I know. I have it written down right here. I just refuse to look at my notes.
you refuse to remember it after
Marilyn Trotter.
2 years of being on your program.
No, don't say that because I'll go. Some people are on monthly. And oh. I'll look at them and I go, okay, her first name is...
All right.
It's first, and I'm trying not to use a name that's here all the time. Oh, her first name is Jennifer, but she has a last name.
I'm going to bring you a cartoon I have on my refrigerator called "It's Ivan the Terrible with Names." So it's hysterically funny. I'm going to bring that to you.
You have 6,000 guests roll through here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we are here and we're talking about the ways of getting along better. And how we do it. And now since, our border supervisor seems to be each other's throats, name calling, wearing a shirt that they calls for the recall of another supervisor of the board, you know, those things. So I'm giving it back over to you, Lynn.
You know, I think, it's a sad situation, but I think it's important that people, I will hear people say, I'm just one person. There's nothing I can do. And I think it's very important to realize that all of us have a voice. All of us have power. How we express that power either builds or undermines. And so when we build a place where people can come and share their differences of viewpoints, their differences of faith, whatever concern they have, then we create a community that supports that diversity. Then we can all exist and coexist in a way that we can exercise respect for each other. When we think of someone else as being unequal or wrong, that creates the division. And our government is supposed to, the premise of our nation is we're founded upon equal opportunity, equal justice, recognition
the
of
Constitution
all.
Of yes. the United States.
Yes.
And it's so, real clear there what that document says yes, for everybody.
Yes. And that applies to all. So I always encourage people, one of the ways that we are empowered in this nation to exercise our voice is through voting. And a vote, one vote can make a huge difference in whether something carries forward or not. So I think it's imperative that we recognize I need to show up. I need to vote. I need to listen to someone who's different than I am to try to hear their perspective, understand where they're from. Because I know in my practice, the diversity that I see, even within a family,
mm-hmm.
if a family of four, there's four different perspectives. No matter what the ages are, they see the world differently. And so it's very important that we create the space where people can share safely so that we can collaborate even when we're diverse. Because we all have the common needs and wants. We want safety. We want a place where our family can reside and come together. Education, economics.
Government get off our back.
You know, we want all those things that support health and well-being.
Well, no, the reason I'm saying that is I would say the vast majority of this country are like us, okay? That we want just those things.
Mm-hmm.
We want a home. We want a job that we can bring, you know, that we can take care of our families. We want to be able to go to a baseball game or a movie. And we pretty much just want to be left alone, have our friends, be able to live.
Yeah, live and let live.
And the vast majority of the country is like that. You know, that it's when some people think that what they are advocating is much more important than what you believe. And even then, people let them, you know, we still vote. So, you know, our choices in the last few elections, couple elections, have not been, I don't think, the best and brightest, mm-hmm. in my opinion, that there are people out there now. But it has caused such a schism in this country. And then when you added COVID mm-hmm. on top of that, mm-hmm. up until COVID, the county didn't have any problems down there. There were never anybody standing there, yelling, screaming, calling each other names. It just wasn't. It was COVID. It was the government.
Yeah.
Overreach.
And yet our nation has had challenges.
It has.
Looking and receiving people that are diverse from what we would describe as communities of color. You know, there's institutional racism that's still present in our structure of our actual government and in our society. And so whenever we have that happening, it takes us to be able to wake ourselves up
mm-hmm.
and say, how would I want to be treated and to treat other people that way? Jonathan Anderson, Good News Rescue Mission. I had a radio show. He was my guest one time. And he was talking about the homeless because there are so many different – you hear people say they're all addicts. They are whatever they describe them as. And they're just as diverse as the rest
yeah,
of society.
You see a homeless person, you immediately think something. Well, that may not be true. They may be mm-hmm. sitting
yes.
there with the masters,
exactly.
and they've gone through a tough time.
And what I really appreciate about Jonathan Anderson, he's the executive director of the Good News Rescue Mission. He's been on the streets. He's actually lived with homeless, have a homeless person live with him. But he always says, when the biggest thing you can do is when you meet someone is to say hello, smile, engage them, look at them, see them, and be friendly. And that helps shift and change how we relate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have to carry that with us.
And I think the vast majority in this town, in this county, probably even in this country, because I think we're a microcosm of this country, believe it or not, they want to help those people on
yes.
the streets. They want to make they don't want to see them laying out there in 112 degree weather, laying on the sidewalk that's 130. No.
Or pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
Or snow.
Yeah.
There's a percentage that we could reach and help
yes.
if we were better organized at the city and county level. I see them starting to do things. Hopefully that'll help. But then there's that group That's what they do. You know, they live out there.
So
and
we
that tends to be a problem. So it's I guess separating those two groups, helping the ones that want to get help that we can help, and then the other group. And so the question then is, what do we do about that?
Yeah. I know Dr.
And that's
Doug,
beyond us right now. But.
Dr. Doug McMullen, he always says, has worked with the homeless for many, many years in the encampments, walking out there and giving them medical treatment right in the camps. He says, no one wants to be homeless. They will tell you they want to be homeless, but when it really comes down to it, they're looking to change their life. And so that's why it's so important to remember, because who wants to be out there 110 degrees or
right.
It's pouring rain and snow and freezing?
So we got a call from an individual here in Reading that just said, I just really want to talk to you. What can we do? What do we do as a community after this whole incident happened at a city council? Again, I want to go back so that we
Board
can
of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors. Anyway, it's happening. Yes. And these outbursts are happening across the board. But we had something that was, you know, terrible, and it went into, of course, it hit the headlines, and we it was a fingernails on the blackboard
yes.
moment for us once again. And when we come back for this next segment, can we just end with what can we do? Let's hyper focus for a moment. We're our listeners. Where do we go? What did our interfaith communication that came together? What was the response? You've met over this, and I think it's really a great way to lead into the next segment. We've got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. I can fix a chip or a crack up to 22 inches in your windshield. He guarantees his work. He's located on Market Street. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, where Linda was at yesterday. I'm still quivering over the fact every time you go into Four Winds Jewelry. We say it's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, but one of the things you need to know is they have the only watch repairman up here in Northern California.
Literally can take your
so
part.
So if you drop your watch off at another store, it ends up over at Four Winds Jewelry anyway, so cut out the middleman and stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they have just an outstanding selection of jewelry, and it's locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry. We're with Lynn Fritz and Marilyn Trogert. It's like Crockett.
No.
Except with a D.
No.
No.
No, Trogert. Okay, so...
not even that. It's Trogert.
Well, then you bring us back. You
know, we can skip that. Just call me Marilyn.
Yeah, there you go.
Marilyn the Magnificent. How's that?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
All right, before we took a break,
we
talked about what's happening in our council chambers.
Board of Supervisors.
And, well, the chambers.
Yes.
Okay, it's in all of them. But recently, the Board of Supervisors was the ugly... words that were exchanged and an action that we just couldn't believe, you know, was transpiring in this day and age.
Yes.
So, again, a call before we took a break, a call happened from somebody who I admire and respect that's a leader in our community. What do we do about this, Linda? This is just awful. What can we do? I mean, we have to do something. I mean, can I talk to somebody? Like, what? So, Lynn? What say you?
After that incident, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Beloved Community got together in a Zoom meeting and talked about what do we do? How can we create change? And what are the issues here? We had a long discussion for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we came up with a strategy, because there's protocols in the all government meetings, but the protocol that you can't just speak up from the audience. The protocol is that you go and have 3 minutes at the podium to speak, and you sign up for that. So what, instead of shouting out, we disagree, the group came up with the idea is if there's disrespect happening, transpiring in that room, people would stand and turn their backs in a protest, silent protest, because they're not speaking anything, but they're acknowledging that what's going on is disrespectful. And it's a call to be respectful. And oftentimes people say, you know, I have no power. I have no way. I work, so I can't really attend the meetings. Well, what's really nice is they provide the meetings anytime. You can go in on the website and review the meetings by video. They're video recorded. You can tune into them live during the meetings or in a delayed. You can go in afterwards and see what's going on for yourself. You can email the Board of Supervisors, every single one, so that you can have communication with them. You can express your thoughts, your concerns. And I do that on a regular basis, not only on issues, but on the decorum that's present in the room, and to support them in asserting a decorum. There are freedom of speech issues that are required by the structure of our government for people speaking at the podium. So for all of us to learn what those are so we know how to support the Board of Supervisors. What I'm really saying is we need to show up. We need not to ignore it and say, boy, there's nothing I can do about that. Show up at a meeting. Show up through the email. Communicate with the Board of Supervisors directly by phone call, by email. They are our representative.
And it was very powerful to see how many people were at that meeting standing up and turning.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
well, should we take a – we do have a caller with a comment. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do. Yeah, I know that during public comment, I was at that meeting that the young man was talking about, and people got up and they turned around, they turned their back on somebody who was simply speaking in public comment. There wasn't anything directed as far as any kind of position other than this guy's opinion. And I agree with that. I think that, you know, that people need to have their say of freedom of speech. I think the issue is that one side shouldn't force their position on another side. For example, when you have a law like that was passed in 2007, Senate Bill 48, that's law, mandates that children in grades kindergarten through 12 in all instruction in social sciences admire the roles and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual,
yeah, but
and
Terry,
transgender
Terry,
Americans.
That has, and I understand, we talked about this yesterday.
Right,
no, I understand what you're saying, but that's a subject for another day. We're talking about
whether you are open to the other side. And I think that's what we're talking about.
But that goes for both sides, right?
We want to work together, yes.
Yes, yes. And you know what, Terry? You and several others could be the leaders in this one. I mean, you know, giving the respect, and I'm not saying you don't.
But well, I think both sides deserve it. I don't
both
think that
sides
man should
deserve
have his back turned on them.
Well, you know what? And that's one way of doing it. But another way of doing it is holding signs up, and which is, to me, is wrong, too.
Or just doing the just respecting, like this whole program is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
That is, when somebody's speaking, just respect them and be quiet.
I get that, Terry. Have a good day. Also, when people come in and to talk about it and then not being able to have a comment on it, is also disrespectful, buddy. Okay.
I have something I would like to share, too, and it's this thing I used to have on my bulletin board at work years ago. It's called the weight of a snowflake. And if you've ever had a branch on a tree break from the weight of snow, it takes at some point it's only one more snowflake that causes the branch to break. So your
snowflake
voice,
is such a good word, too.
Yes, it is. I knew you would pick up on that. But the thing is, the point is, it doesn't take much. It takes one snowflake. Literally,
and
not
you know,
figuratively
I,
we're talking about.
I get that. So I was just thinking about this whole this situation that we're talking about here and the feeling of what happens when it talks about respect or people talking over each other. And what it would feel like if you came up with your position and you had your 3 minutes at city council, and no matter what, the people turned their back on you. That would be horrific, too.
The whole point of it is one that's disrespectful speech.
Yeah, but what if it's just, I don't like
who,
you.
Who makes that?
I don't like you, so I'm going to turn my back to you.
Who makes that decision on that it's disrespectful?
Yeah. Well, I think when
if you're going to say the N-word, that's very disrespectful.
Yeah. Yes.
But just because you don't like, hey, I think we should get rid of the Dominion voting machines, does everybody stand up and turn around? That is very disrespectful.
That would be disrespectful. It's supposed to be when there's disrespectful behavior going on or comments.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be demeaning someone.
Yeah.
It would be bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All those things.
It's not necessarily disagreeing, is
right.
what Lynn said.
But when you do that, and the point is there's some people hold up signs. It's disrespectful. It's demeaning. Standing up and turning your back on people, on somebody, because you don't like what they're saying. It's not pejorative terms, they're not attacking anybody, they're making a statement, and they stand up and turn their back, is also, is, you know, that's a good point.
But that isn't what we came up with.
No,
we came
not
up
at
when
all.
When there's disrespectful behavior or language.
Right, and I think that is very clear.
Who makes that?
I think it's very clear.
Who makes that decision, though?
No, I think that's very clear.
Does Christian Gardner make that decision about if somebody is, you know, is being disrespectful to, or
I think most of us know, like, language, the N-word, the S-word.
Yes, those things, absolutely.
The C-word.
Speaking out against a certain population.
Yes.
Absolutely.
and speaking to a board of supervisor or about a group in the community or an individual in a hateful way,
yes,
that's not okay.
No, that's not okay, and I can understand that. But
that's disrespect.
But some people will take it to the point.
Yeah, they will, and because it's just nature.
They don't.
Yeah,
I do not agree with what you're saying. It had nothing to do with disrespect or anything. It was something.
So remember the Scarlet Letter? The Scarlet Letter, and she, and it was constant. That's shunning. This is the old school, what it is to shun.
Yeah. But we have to run.
Oh, well, no, we're going to bring them over.
We're going to bring them over for about another 20 minutes because there's questions in here, and Liam has a question we want to get to also. So we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. No lack of misery in the skies, and it's growing. Stormy weather resulting in many flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware reports more than 1,600 delays so far today, close to 1,300 cancellations. Not encouraging as we head into the long July 4th weekend when even more people will be traveling. More than 80 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from the Canadian wildfires blankets a wide swath of the U.S. And then there's a heat wave that continues holding Texas and other parts of the South in its grip. Brian Jackson at the National Weather Service says there could be some limited relief by the weekend.
In general, we're seeing more 90s than 100s. So it's relief from the extreme heat, but it's still typical summer heat. So it's not really an end to a heat wave. It's just an end to the extreme part of the heat wave.
Daniel Penny has pleaded not guilty in last month's chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a New York City subway car. 24-year-old Penny, charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, was arraigned this morning. President Biden launching a new effort aimed at convincing Americans that the economy is thriving because of his policies. But the Heritage Foundation's E.J. Antoni says that claim by the Biden team simply does not ring true.
They, for some reason, don't seem at all concerned with how American families are actually doing. They are much more preoccupied with just getting their sound bites out.
On Wall Street at the moment, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 162 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is trading 63 points higher. And the S&P 500 Index down 2 points following yesterday's rally on Wall Street. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Opposition parties and some religious groups in India have strongly criticized a call from Prime Minister Modi for a uniformed civil code.
Leaders of Muslim parties have opposed the Prime Minister's statement. They say the proposal threatens their freedom to practice religion in a secular country and also strips India of its pluralism and diversity. Opposition parties have also accused the Prime Minister of politicizing the issue ahead of general elections next year. At the moment, when it comes to marriage, divorce, inheritance and adoption, India has different laws for different communities based on their religion, faith and beliefs. Bringing in a uniform civil code has always been a part of the ruling right-wing Hindu nationalist BJP's election promises.
The BBC's Arun Oday Mukherjee. Japanese regulators beginning a final inspection before releasing radioactive wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear plant. Townhall.com. If you're advised to stay out of the water because of dangerous rip currents, it is best to heed that warning.
A police report said the deaths occurred Saturday off of Panama City Beach, Florida, in three separate fatal water incidents behind three different resorts. The three deaths bring the nine-day total to seven, the highest number of beach fatalities for any single locale in the U.S. for 2023. All of the victims Saturday in Panama City Beach were tourists who died after getting caught in rip currents. Officials say double red flag warnings have been up on the beach for the past week, warnings which mean no one is allowed in the water due to the rip currents. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
U.S. authorities have announced the arrests of four men they say were part of a human smuggling effort last year that ended in the deaths of 53 migrants, including eight children. They were left in a tractor trailer in the scorching Texas summer heat. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Liam's at the helm and Linda's got the weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have around 99 tonight, overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow, 105. Friday, clear skies again. We just have hot skies throughout the weekend. Friday, 109. Saturday is going to be 110. Overnight lows on Saturday night, 74. Sunday, 109. As we progress next week, we look at 105, 104, 102. So we are in those triple-digit weather pattern here in the next 5 days. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They sponsor the weather and have since we've started. 365-3793. A business located in Anderson, veteran-owned business, and senior and veteran discounts.
Okay, we're here with Lynn Fritz and
Marilyn Trogert.
Yep. I'm not doing Trogert anymore.
Yep. So. She's got a card. Finally, we've asked him to stay over because it's so important.
Yeah,
right now that we're
20
talking.
Minutes here. And because there's a question that also came in concerning what do you let me go back to the question. I read it once.
This is in our chat pack.
In our chat pack. And this has to do with our...
And if you have a particular question, you can go on to KCNR 1460 and go online as well. I think you do have to sign up to get in there. And we do take down
How does the guest therapy... I'm sorry, I just want to get this
up.
You were covering for me, and I appreciate that. Gosh, she does that a lot.
Thank you.
Does the guest therapist... How does Lynn have... how do they navigate fear of adults coming out as lesbian or gay?
And, you know, it's a challenge because when someone comes out to a family member, friend, we've known them a certain way. And then there's a shift that occurs. And for that person coming out, they're really trying to, one, connect with themselves first around who they are, their identity, how they feel and see and express themselves. And their attempt is to share that with people in their lives that are relevant. The hard and difficult thing for that is that all of a sudden we're presented with a different perspective of that individual. We have to shift. We've been asked to shift how we experience them, even if it's around sexual orientation. You know, we've thought of them perhaps as heterosexual, and now you're telling me you're gay, or you're wanting to transgender, you're you know, all these different things. So it challenges how we've thought and known that person. And so we have to realize, hopefully, we can get to the place where we go, it's so important that each of us be able to be the true person that we are. That challenges us if we're having difficulty of reimagining someone in a different way. I've had friends who simply have changed their name, their first name. And my pattern is to want to still call them the old name. But out of respect, I practice till I can get it down, the new name, because right. that's how they choose to be seen, valued, heard by that new identity.
Mm-hmm. What are the hosts on our show changed? And no, that's none of the ones you're hearing right now. Well, yeah, they're still on the air, come to think of it. But that was the same for me because he was transitioning into female. Mm-hmm. And, I saw him and he goes, "Hey, buddy, how's it going?" And then I looked when I went around because that was from back and I went around and, turned around to talk to him. I realized we had made a transition here.
Yeah.
And I was caught by surprise. Mm-hmm. Now, because I don't interact with her really
regularly
at all. And but it was such a for me it was a so
huge shift.
Well, it was a big shift, but the relationship was so I could switch to her name a lot easier than we have friends whose daughter did that. And they are still having problems with it.
Yeah,
it's been years. She did it before all the new, the push for transgenderism has started. Yeah.
It's a grieving process that people go through because they have lost that individual, the identity, and how that other person related to the world. So grief is involved. And just think of when we go through a significant death of a family member or friend. All of us do it differently, but it can really upset our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to come to terms. And it's a process and a period of time. Each of us, it's very different, that whole process and time. But the goal is that we're making a change. And if we're resistant to change, it makes that much more challenging.
Well, this particular individual that I only know through a family member that talks about it, the mother has had a really hard time in the change from one sex to the other. And, like you said, I just think about the death. It's like a death.
Yes.
The grieving. And that particular person that decided to make the change has cut the family off.
Yeah.
And that's for everybody involved. Like, can we get through this?
Yes.
How do we get through this? Step by step.
Yeah. To cut people off is an extreme measure. The psychotherapy, our goal is to try to open those channels. I mean, you can decide that I'm not going to hang out with someone very much, but when you have a cutoff, it's a extreme, I feel powerless and I'm defending myself, and this is the only strategy I have to protect myself. So cutoffs are very extreme. So the goal is that we can, again, try to develop conversation, understand each other, hear each other, respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe... We were talking about this the other day because we're talking about life coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us were talking about life coaches. How a life coach or a therapist to go into, and I'd call it something else. I'd call it interacting at the CEO level.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting down with everybody about how you interact with people, how to talk with each other, how to get, like in this case, say the county moving in one direction and get over this, or the city, or it's just like any business brings in experts on getting people to work together.
Mm-hmm.
The military is an expert on this. How do you get people to work together? Now you've got a lot more things at your fingertips that you can use than you can in the civilian world, but. How do we, there should be, to me, there should be some kind of program that talks about for people being brought in and being brought in from different groups of people. How do we get along here and how do we move forward?
Well, we did something like that on your program a couple of years ago. Remember when the issue of defunding the police was a big deal, which was an actual misnomer.
Yeah.
So I came on here with the police sergeant who was in charge of the program, which incorporated crisis intervention with a mental health professional.
Yeah.
And explained,
the CERT program.
Yes, and explained how the police actually loved it. It wasn't taking anything away from the police. It was adding to them. They were getting extra funding for it. And with education, the police sergeant himself debunked the misconception that this was doing something against the police. It was actually helping
them. But there is a difference between starting something like the CERT, which is the Crisis Intervention Reaction Team, which has been a huge success. Everybody agrees on that. And in some cities, They just took money away from the police and they cut the numbers back.
Yeah.
Now they said, oh, we're going to use, you know, we can, you know, use it for training. Okay, that's fine. But look where Oakland is. Look where San Francisco is. Where Chicago is. Look where New York is. You know, the police are feeling like you're in that, not here.
Yeah, well, we can only deal with what we're living with in that context. So, yes, it may have had deleterious effects in other communities, but in this community is who we're broadcasting to, I presume. I think it's
the world.
We're streaming the world.
Potential.
Then maybe we're
the
a role
mayor of
model.
Chicago could be listening.
We have just a few more minutes. Final thoughts here before we have to let Lynn go so she can practice.
Yes, please.
So she can go help somebody.
Yes.
Well, I think it would also be good for all of us to try to think of someone that we have a difficult relationship with and make it our commitment to try to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the epidemics that we have happening in our nation besides fentanyl and drugs is anger. Anger is a very huge issue, and that's because people feel powerless. People feel unheard. And so giving people a place to be able to be heard, whether we're talking about sitting at the table in our kitchen or we're talking about on the street or community town hall meetings, research is showing us that people need a place to be able to express. I think that's some of the explosion we see going on at the Board of Supervisors. And I think having the town hall meetings where people can express what's going on for them. That's why I encourage people also to do their email, to express their thoughts, to share those with the leadership, the elected officials. Otherwise, how are they going to know?
I email the city council and members of the board all the time.
Yes,
and
I do too.
Just on what exactly does this mean? Now, we do have a bully pulpit here, so probably maybe they respond. I hope that they respond back to you. Mm-hmm.
And it's helpful to be in touch with what you're afraid of.
Absolutely.
Because so much of this is fear-based.
Yes.
And if you can have dialogue, communication on what you're afraid of to make it not a fear issue anymore, that can help make bridges as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can you take one more question and then you can go? We're going to go long on this.
We're going to go over the break. Vincent, quick question for our guest or comment.
Yes. There was one troublemaker. There was no exchange of defamation or obscenities or anything else. There was one character who meant to throw a firebomb, and he called himself a defamatory name. So he doesn't get to apply it to the community at large. That's all.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Thank you. I think he's talking about Nathan and the song that Nathan did 7 or 8 years ago. Is that...
I don't know what he's talking
about.
Well,
you know, the N-word. He used the N-word a lot.
Yes, yeah.
So, that's, you know.
I want to thank you, Carl and Linda.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what?
Let me be here.
What we need to – oh, Lynn, you're always invited here. Yeah. And Marilyn, you too. You know that. Yeah. In fact, Scar gets in here once a month. And the thing is I always learn something. And but we need to be able to express ourselves. Like this, like we talked about defunding the police.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was misnomer. Well, no, it wasn't, because that's what happened in some places. Our place, we used it correctly, in the sense of we shifted funds to be able to do our crisis intervention.
Well, then we could be role models, and I see that on your program a lot. Is you have role models?
We, you know what? If Shasta County and Redding, well, Shasta County does so many great things for people. And yet we don't see that, you know, anywhere except, you know, here in our county. That's anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, they've been there 95 years. They've been a member of this Chamber of Commerce for 93 years. You know what they used to be? Okay, I went down and got a class. They used to be the Ford dealership, and then they went into, I think they went into Dodge in this, and then they had a gas station there. Anyway, the Quick and Clean Car Wash is a great place to take your car or truck. You're in and out. Your car or truck comes out beautiful, and they're really nice people down there. They're on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, and if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash. I thoroughly endorse them and their services there, and it's locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Southern night. Have you ever felt a southern night?
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Why is this important? Because as we all know, the State Farm and several others, six or seven other companies have decided not to do personal property or homeowners insurance anymore. So what do you do? Well, you call Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 530-221-0441. She's got the latest information. She knows the ins and outs of keeping your home and property protected. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. 530-221-0441. And Lynn Fitz had to leave because she, you know, she's got a real job and has to see people. And we're here with Marilyn Troggett, who is standing here on her own with us.
Oh, my gosh. How am I going to manage?
You know, the somebody brought up something in the chat room that was interesting. When during, because we talked about this standing up and turning, mm-hmm. when, and I wasn't there, but they said when Patrick Jones was apologizing, people stood up and turned their back.
I wasn't there either. I can't say that happened,
but I'm, you know, if was, but if that happened, see, that was the other thing. That's where Nathan and I talked. Mm-hmm. I said, well, when is an apology enough? It doesn't say exactly what you want. So, but to me, if you're reaching out to somebody, because this happened to me, mm-hmm. and it took three before I was.
You were even, maybe it was, never I was accepted, but you were, it was enough that you went, okay. I don't know what else I can say after the third one.
That's what I essentially said. I don't know what else to do here. So, and then pointed out that other people, you know, and it's a little kid's argument. Well, you know, your people did this. And that is a little kid's argument that says, well, they did it. Okay. Right. You know, it's like, no, it doesn't make any difference what other people did.
Exactly.
So what in your opinion, I mean, we're giving, you know, like, you know, C tops or wave tops here. Oh, you got to be nice or you got to listen to each other. But one person, if one person changes how they're doing it with somebody else, if two people that are diametrically opposed, recall against recall, are they talking to each other at all?
Well, it's about information. I mean, if you want to have an engagement with the person you disagree with, then, you know, go back to civil discourse. What is it that makes you have the opinion you have, but then listen to what makes the other person have the opinion they have. If you don't want to engage, then don't engage. You don't have to engage in everything. It's like somebody throws bait out to you. You don't have to bite. And I think Linda, you mentioned earlier this morning about triggers. People will trigger each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get this knee-jerk reaction mm-hmm. of fighting back. You know, you push me, I'm going to push you back. Instead of trying to say, wait a minute, you know, this is a trigger for me, but this is why it's a trigger for me. Okay? And get underneath what's being discussed rather than just on the surface. I don't like what you said. You don't like what I said. So you are a fill in a blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't really make any fence building if you want to build fences, because mm-hmm. you're not going to convince the other person by that kind of approach. You're just going to alienate each other further. So if you want to build a bridge, you have to focus on how to build a bridge, not to just try mm-hmm. to persuade somebody mm-hmm. something they're not going to be persuaded for.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So you got to, it's the old saying, what, you got to find out what you agree on, what you disagree on, and then try to move forward on the positive side.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
yeah.
going to change my mind about if Marilyn tells me something that I just totally disbelieve and vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll listen to you, but that's not going to happen. However, yeah. if there's a part of that that I can take and talk to somebody, mm-hmm. no, I'm all mm-hmm. over that.
Well, there's also an assumption. Okay, the first time I was going to come on your show, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to come on a conservative radio station, and it's going to be contentious, and it's, you know, you have all these things built up, and then, mm-hmm. of course, you probably had the same wondering what Susan Wilson or I were going to say coming from the other side.
Not
maybe
at all.
It did. Oh, well, good.
No,
not at all.
No,
okay,
because
but,
I pretty much let people say what they want yeah. here on the stage.
And you would not, if you wouldn't be, it was assumed already that you would not be disrespectful. In our home.
That's the only
thing. Yeah, this is your home.
Yeah.
This is your home. But the thing is, the first time, I was like, oh, my gosh, what is this going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out it was actually fun.
Yeah.
And it was because we came very soon on to find common ground. We've done a lot of the same things in our backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same feeling about people from different cultures. You've lived internationally. I've lived mm-hmm. internationally. Mm-hmm. We've seen poverty on a level that's nothing like it is here.
Death.
We've made connections on things that have allowed me to respect you, whether I agree with a particular position you have on a political issue or not. When it comes down to it, we have found that we have agreed on mm-hmm. anything having to do with human decency and raising your children to be decent people or treating other people with respect and decency. And so from then on, we could have banter, but it wasn't any tension over it.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually more fun than anything. We said, okay, here's an idea. Let's see where we go with this. And then we end up, I use the phrase role modeling. If we can do it, anybody can do it, right?
Right.
So,
it, I, you know. thoroughly agree. And I go back to something I said right at the beginning of this, is the vast majority of us all want the same things.
Yeah.
The vast majority of us want the same things.
So how do the vast majority of us deal with the people who don't? I don't want government overreaching into my life. I don't care if they overreach into your life, but I don't want them overreaching into my life. So those are the outliers that all of us have to deal with. And these extremes on both sides give the vast majority of us kind of a bad name because we're labeled as to the extremists.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, we are labeled.
We get labeled with the bad apples.
We get labeled.
Carl and Linda are so conservative. Well, we're probably conservative on some things and not on others, just like everybody else, just like you. Oh, she's a liberal, but she's, you know, maybe on some things.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a friend that has a multi-million dollar business that when you're talking about financial things, business things, he's very conservative. When you come to social things, he's a lot more liberal. But those things happen. In fact, I've got two friends that are like that. But the bottom line is that we can all talk.
Yeah.
And we take a great deal of glee poking each other. Because it's not anger.
No, and then, you know, we actually have learned things from each other too. So you make an opinion on what you know, but then when you know something else, you got to factor that in there if you want to continue some sort of intelligent dialogue about something, not saying, well, I don't care about the facts. This is what I believe.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of that going on,
right,
too.
And there's something that we witnessed this year, and I'm sure this is very much along the line of what we talked about this morning, is a mob mentality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That if somebody wields a powerful voice, and they say jump, those people don't even ask, like, well, why should I jump? They jump.
Yeah, and that's dangerous.
I call it the flying monkey syndrome. This is just mine, and that people will react to something because they're followers of somebody else.
Yeah.
And I've seen this, and it's impacted on us somewhat a little bit. But the bottom line is that taking a deep breath, counting to two or three, a lot of times ends a lot of those problems. Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me here again today.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk to Roberta as soon as we get back from our break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hung out yesterday. It's my favorite place to hang out to get a haircut. I've never had a bad haircut. 15 years there. They're right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. So that kind of tells you, okay, there's Lucky, so across the parking lot's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a better-known business. It's locally owned, locally run. They work by appointment, so I gave them a call and said we worked out of time in like 30 seconds for me to come in. And I got a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call, 530-244-9478. Make that appointment, and we'll be right back. Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty.
warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Look forward, face up, at OrnagillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnagillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gosh, I'll tell you what, if you can hear what happens at the break, conversations are fabulous. Anyway, welcome back to our morning show here, Carl and Linda Botta on KCNR. Roberta, thank you for hanging on the telephone. Do you have something on your mind or a comment you would like to make?
Yes. It's fine that someone wants to make a shift, but never before have I encountered so many people who don't want to even hear that you're making a shift. But when I get in a confrontation, I always go back with something my father used to say. A person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still.
Okay.
That's good.
Say it one more time. Please say it again.
A person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still.
Okay.
So, you know, you can force somebody into agreeing with you, but they're not.
Yes, that's right.
That's essentially it, you've got to do this. And you see this on university campuses when people are wanting to, on university campuses where they're being forced to teach a certain way, and if they don't, or that, like that story we talked about yesterday. A professor at University of Pennsylvania has got a lawsuit against the university because of being singled out because of one reason. He's white. And that, you shouldn't be singled out for your race. I don't care what color it is. To be singled out, though, and said the world's problems are because of you, I mean, and then you have to attend these or you get fired. And then if you say, wait a minute, this is too much, then you...
There's a myriad of opinions that are being forced upon us. They want us to accept these new laws and ideas but they don't realize that you have to have discourse. You can't just force a population to change who they are, who they have been. And I think that the political issue is just getting totally unlivable now. Even in families, you can't mention certain things because you know you're going to be in an argument. So you don't. And that's sad.
You know, but, you know, and people don't like, most people don't like arguments. There are people that have no problem with it. But instead of arguing, I've wanted to say several occasions, just because I'm not arguing with you doesn't mean I agree with you. You know, that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks,
that's
Roberta.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Totally changing the subject. A British man vacationing in Jamaica died.
From? Terrible.
Trying to drink 21 cocktails on a bar's menu.
Oh, man.
He was on a vacation. He's from England in May, and he met two Canadian women. Never try to drink Canadian women under the table. It's not going to work because it's just not going to work.
That's just horrible.
Or Germans. German women. They can drink beer like you can't believe. Anyway, he had been drinking brandy and beer, and then so he joined the women and managed to have 12 drinks before returning to his room at this resort where he later died. Well, he had poisoned himself, and now they're complaining about the medical treatment and all that. Well, was anybody in his family there when he drank that much? Because we know that as soon as, you know, you drink that much, then, you know, when somebody starts to pass out, they've had too much.
And how about
they've
the
had
servers?
Too much. And, well, in Jamaica, you know, they probably, you know, if you can reach in Jamaica, if you can reach up on the bar, you can get a drink. You know, they're blaming the medical staff, and probably the medical staff might have had something to do with it. Well, what about looking after your buddy? The Navy had a system. It was called the buddy system. And, you know, and the whole thing was look out after your buddy when you're out. And then we'd be in meetings and somebody in NATO, and this one Navy officer, her whole job was trying to, you know, keep people attuned about this. And her line was, and these two sailors were out, and they got really drunk, or one got really drunk, and he fell out of the four-story window, right? And her last line always was, the buddy system did not work.
Mm.
I mean, it was hard not to laugh after you hear like six of these. The buddy system.
I don't know.
Did
I can't
not
laugh.
Work.
I can't laugh over stuff like that. I just
not about what happened, but yeah, the buddy system didn't work. You know, we need a buddy system. You and I have a buddy system. Liam, you got a buddy system?
Of course.
If you're out with somebody,
of course.
Is somebody kind of designated to kind of watch after everybody else, or at least to be there to, you know, oversee it? Okay, tonight you're not getting hammered. Tonight your job is to drive.
It's called the designated driver.
Yeah. Well, that's the buddy system, and you know they drink soft drinks and they make sure that you don't get into fights and or bad things happen to you. I mean, that's kind of like, that's the way it should be. You look after your friends. The next night, you're not the designated driver. On October 7th, Linda's going to be the designated driver for us.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm just going to say.
Yep.
On October 7th, Linda's going to be the designated
driver.
Even on the Marine Corps birthday, I'm the designated driver.
Or you just get an Uber.
You know,
you get an Uber so everybody doesn't have to worry about it. You got a place that they come get you.
So many things going on. You know what? Our country right now, you know, you got Trump on one side. They're bringing charges against him. You've got on the other side, Hunter Biden is pleading guilty to these things. They've got recordings. They've got IRS agents saying they were told not to do things. They've got proof of that. This whole thing, the New York Times quietly confirms Attorney General Garland lied to Congress about Hunter Biden, and it was buried in the 21st paragraph of this thing. this whole thing is to you've got both candidates, well, leading candidates for president that are under investigation. Where have we gotten? Where? How have we gotten here? Because it's strictly because people hate Trump and they hate Biden. And Hunter Biden went down, but he's not. They're not finished with him yet. But now the tapes that have come up, the big guy's sitting here and he's going to be upset with you. Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, the big guy, Joe Biden. I mean, it was pretty clear from two or three, four, five, six other witnesses. So now they're going to look at that. So, you know, frankly, we could have a presidential candidate from the GOP under indictment in four different places, and you could have the president of the United States being impeached while the election's going on. I mean, where are we here? And then Kamala. If we impeach Biden, do we want Kamala Harris?
I just read, one of the newspaper outlets or, you know, that she has the lowest rating ever history of any VP.
If any vice president. I wonder why.
I don't think a lot of us feel connected to anything she's doing. I don't know. Am I wrong? I mean, I don't really, follow her page or something. But, I mean, you know, Pence was always out there. I think he tried to keep the peace and try to remain like civil, but at least he was out there.
He achieved things.
Yeah, and I don't know what is going on there with
when President Biden made her the czar of the border. It was a fail from the very beginning because she did not have the experience or the I'm not going to say intellect because she's probably pretty smart. But she didn't have the experience or the foreign policy experience to try and deal with this. I mean, you talk about setting somebody up to fail. On the other hand, she didn't jump right into it either. So, yeah. So we've got we've come to this, that in reality, we could have somebody running for the Republican Party that's under indictment in three different states and a president that's on his way to being impeached. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:50 in the morning. Today is going to be a warm day, and the rest of the week is going to be kind of warm.
Well, actually, it looks like we have 97 today. Overnight lows will be 70. Beautiful night out. Thursday, 103, and we still have Tiger games, you know, Tiger Field games, Colt 45 games.
We do, and they
games.
Were on last night. They're on this week. Liam, is it all week?
Yeah, they started last night.
They started last night. I was listening to the game. And,
nice run.
And the but it's the good thing is the game starts at 7:15, so you get there. The sun is setting behind this, the seats.
Right.
It's and then the breeze off the river is just so comfortable down
so
there.
So Thursday 103, and you know, hot for the day. Overnight lows of 73. Friday 107. Overnight lows 75, and then Saturday 110. With overnight lows of 76. So that's still doable at night time.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793. Which, and that leads me into the next story, that there's in the upper Midwest in Chicago and up in those areas, their air quality is horrible because of the fires in Canada.
Right.
And they're having a record-breaking heat wave that's scorching the south-central U.S., and it's been doing it for a couple of weeks, but its temperatures are forecast to approach or surpass 100 degrees from New Mexico to Mississippi. Now, when you know, out here, we get 100, and say, okay, it's 100. When you get back to Mississippi and Louisiana and some of these places that aren't used to that, it is a killer. They've already had 9 deaths in one county in Texas because of the temperatures. In Webb County had 9 people have died. More than 87 million Americans were under some level of heat alert from the National Weather Service. Saying that there could be more danger than a tropical heat event due to the longevity of near record or record high nighttime lows and elevated heat index readings. Now, upper Midwest, they also have the smoke from the Canadian fires, and it's in the hazardous range. Now, you know, for us out here, good. Not good, but see what we go through? I mean, how many years did we go through this with our fires? That we had,
which is so unhealthy.
Several years ago, you could walk outside right here in Reading and not see to the end of the block because of the smoke.
And you know, we're finding out through different studies that, and I remember one time being at a particular meeting where there was a woman there that said that the particles, the nanoparticles that are in the air when there have been fires can go into your bloodstream and you can have a heart, all kinds of issues that can happen with the particles. So we're finding out later on, 6 years, 7 years later, the health ramifications of what it is to have this kind of debris we're inhaling and how that goes into the system and can affect ill health. So I don't even know what the answer is, you know, for other people who are going through these wildfires in Canada that are coming through to the States. What did we do here? I mean, I think we just tried to stay indoors as often as we could.
We had an air scrubber in our house and mm-hmm. all that. So, hey, most Californians love living in California. But many are also considering moving.
Mm-hmm.
A new statewide poll found 70% of the respondents expressed high levels of happiness while living in California and applaud the state for its diversity. That's what they say, it's diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity in the oceans and mountains and rivers and lakes and all of that. That's my idea of the diversity. But 4 in 10 Californians, 4 in 10 are considering moving out of the state, with the majority saying it's just too expensive to live in California. And by the way, starting 1 July, your California legislature, comprised of Democrats and a few Republicans, are raising the gas tax 8%. 8% come July 1st. Check it out. It could be 8.5. That's a regressive tax. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt Brad Pitt. It doesn't hurt Newsom because he gets free gas, as do our legislators. But when you've got a job and you've got to drive 25 miles to that job to put food on your table, to put a roof over your head, it starts adding up. Anyway, California has had 3 consecutive years of population declines, according to U.S. Census. The state's culture and diversity have proved to be a very powerful magnet to keep people here, even despite the affordability challenges. But as the cost of living continues to be a greater challenge, it's logical to assume that the allure of moving to a more affordable location is going to continue to grow. How about people that retire? How many people do we know that have retired that have moved to other states with less taxes or no taxes? I mean, it seems like every week we know somebody, yeah, well, it's time to go to Texas. Oh, I'm going to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania does not tax
retirement
for military.
Mm-hmm.
So they said are saying that the poll was filled out electronically from June 6th to June 16th and had a margin error of plus or minus 3%. More than 1,300 Californians were asked about several topics, including diversity, economy, and overall satisfaction. Only 29% of Californians reported feeling satisfied with the economy, which is down from 41% 3 years ago. Nearly half also noted that they get by but struggle to save money or pay for unexpected expenses. Over a quarter of respondents reported struggling to make ends meet. So, yep. So what we're seeing is, well, people like the diversity and all the different things we have here to do. It's getting too hard.
Well, you know, we're seeing our landscape change as well. But when you, I mean, it's all over. I've opened up the computer today and I've gone through all the different, you know, news agencies, not all of them, but many of the news agencies. And, you know, inflation, it's really tough. I mean, when you think of, like, we went out to breakfast the other day. Okay, inflation's one thing you can imagine, maybe. Let's say you go out to breakfast and it used to be $20. Now, to get the same thing now in 2023 is close to 45 to almost 50 with a tip.
Depending on where you eat, yes. But everything's gone up. When eggs have gone up, bacon, and guess what? Bacon's going to get a lot more expensive.
But it's more than just that. It's the gas to get there. It's the minimum wage that's gone up. It's insurance. You know, it's all. We know we run a business. We own a business. We know how much
it
goes up.
Everything keeps going up.
And we've not really raised our prices, you know. But pretty soon we're going to have to do that because you know it. Things are going up. We see that everywhere that we go. But we've been really fortunate. You know, I guess I think we're really super fortunate with REU because we do an average. So that's not been terrible.
We are fortunate when we have our friends that live out in PG&E land, and they're paying twice as much for electricity as we are. The even the immigrant population coming to California, during the past decade, the immigrant population increased by about 5%, a historic low in comparison to the first decade of the 2000s when the migrant population increased by 12%. So 500,000 people have left with more going. It's a savage, they said it's savagely unhealthy, the housing market in California. Anyway. Okay, my friends, it's going to be hot out there. Take care of yourself. Take care of your animals. Make sure that your animals have water and shade. And you take care of yourself.
And make it a great day.
God bless America.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.